Radio. Radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep.
In the wee hours.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I feel
the aliens. They're coming.
I am Ilaya.
I am Serena.
And I'm Edward. You're listening to WDXC
90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Yay!
Yes! Woo!
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The Jazz Disturbance features jazz and other improvised music. Tune in on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wave Farm Radio app on your smartphone. Playlists are posted at facebook.com/CKDisturbance.
The Museum of Firefighting in Hudson holds a fire truck Pinewood Derby race Saturday, November 20th from 10:30 a.m. until noon. That's at the Museum of Firefighting, 1117 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson. You can call 518-822-1875, extension 17, for more information. And also go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for this and many other local events.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival Shelter today.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Edward Ruschalski of Syracuse, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Bon Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that the country and the Upper Hudson Valley has seen a week of COVID-19 statistics reported, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting that average daily COVID-19 case counts have risen 35% across the country in recent weeks. Columbia County Schools reported COVID-19 cases have nearly tripled since October 1st. The number of active coronavirus cases in Ulster County jumped 118% since November 4th, and in Dutchess County, case counts are up 62% since November 1st. The Public Works Department in Hudson canceled the November 18th recycling collection because of a staff coronavirus outbreak. Albany County reported its highest single-day total of COVID-19 cases since late January, a time when few people were vaccinated. On November 18th, Albany County reported 191 new coronavirus cases, and the last time the county reported that many cases was January 28th. Now Columbia County is reporting yet another death from COVID-19. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "This was a man under 40 who was unvaccinated. It's another sad case, and the unvaccinated part, as always, kind of gets you," end quote. Besides two deaths in the past month, Columbia County is also seeing high case counts. Mab said, and I quote, "It is a lot, the numbers we're seeing. We had 42 when we came in on Monday. It was 25 this morning. It has been building. Every day we get a base number and then it builds from there. There are a lot of students involved in this," end quote. And he says, "As the number of the diseased grow, people are becoming less helpful." Mab said, and I quote, "That's scary. It's all hands on deck again because we're getting so many cases. The difference, of course, is we're encountering a lot more resistance from people who we are calling from giving up any of their contacts. They don't want their friends quarantined. Hang-ups, getting sworn at, it's become a much more common thing," end quote. More people are testing positive throughout the region. The rolling 7-day average positivity rate in Columbia County is 5.7%, while it is 4.3% in Albany County, 4.6% in Greene County, and 4.6% in Rensselaer County. The numbers are about as bad as a year ago. Last November, Columbia County had 4 deaths and 292 cases. This November, Columbia County had 2 deaths and 277 cases. Only 68.4% of Columbia County residents are fully vaccinated. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that 2 more water wells in Postenkill have tested above the state levels of 10 parts per trillion for PFOA. That's now 10 wells poisoned with forever chemicals since PFOAs were first discovered in January in water at the Algonquin Middle School in Rensselaer County. Judith Ink, a former Region 2 administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and Postenkill Councilman Eric Walbear, who are both on the steering committee of Concerned Citizens for Clean Drinking Water, met with Governor Kathy Hochul November 18th about the issue. Walbear said, and I quote, "I am hopeful that Governor Hochul and her administration are taking this issue seriously and are committed to ensuring a more open and transparent approach between the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Department of Health, and local residents. To date, the DEC and DOH are failing the residents of Postenkill and wasting time, resources, and New York State taxpayer dollars while these officials are not looking for the source of the contamination," end quote. The Rensselaer County Department of Health, the DEC, and the state DOH will hold a public forum from 3 to 5 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, December 8th at Algonquin Middle School to discuss the issue. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York's economy continued to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The unemployment rate in October in New York fell from 7.1% to 6.9%, with more than 40,000 jobs added in the private sector, according to the State Department of Labor. New York still trails the rest of the nation, which has just a 4.6% unemployment rate. And New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli announced November 19th that state sales tax revenues are up 12.9% compared to the same period a year ago. DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Sales tax collections came in strong in October, boosting local revenues." The consistent growth over the last few months is a positive sign of our economic recovery and life moving forward as we deal with the ongoing reality of COVID-19, end quote. There was more than $1.5 billion in sales tax last month, an increase of $175 million from October 2020. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 45 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33. And on Sunday, A chance of showers after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 49 degrees. And showers are expected on Sunday night with a temperature low of around 44 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 10.
Cold by nature, this could bring me to my
That was 2021 new music from Kate LeBon. The song was Running Away on the radio at WGXC.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
Next we hear from reedist Daniel Carter and pianist Jim Klaus from their 2021 album Playing Retention. This is 2-in-1. Here's 2021 local music from Garcia Peoples, a Hudson Valley-based band with Copaic's PG6 included. The song's called False Company.
I have crossed
number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
Number 6.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
From Catskill, here is Ross Goldstein next on WGXC with the song The Blue Desert from the 2021 album Chutes and Ladders.
Thank you.
That was 2021 new music from Marissa Nadler with Emma Ruth Rundle. The song is called Turned Into Air from the album The Path of Clouds.
Number
3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3 3
That was A Bad Bet from Black Dice from their 2021 album Mod Prog Sick on the radio at WGXC.org.
Number
two.
Number
one.
Next, we hear from Luke Stewart on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devin Waldman on sax. The song's called Red Hook Blues Got Me Smilin'. It's from the 2021 album Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXC 10th Anniversary Show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propaganda you up. It's just it's better to 90.7
FM.
Acorn, Hudson, Catskill.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you really limit all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you do. And that's different from music. Which people don't have such problem with that because they have this visual change.
Everything can change.
With words. And then visualization. This is different. You really being asked to sharpen your ears, sharpen your listening, listen for listen for a variety of other things that are going on and keep that up. The story. It's a skill. It really is a skill. And you just are fighting how to enrich what comes to you.
The cornerstone
of sound voice for elders. That's true, huh? They're awesome. They're like amazing. And I do think it is an art form for the future because it's just not appreciated.
When I'm at Beck, where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that with the community that
hello, Abnarar. WZXC 9.7
The other day I got into the car and punched another of my radio's buttons and was taken on a different kind of ride. It's call letters spelled M-E-G. This signals meandering through heavy winds and frequent mudslides. It comes out of the south end of the county and gets me to a translator and another one. I'm taking out a red one. The DJ's voice is grabbing.
And this is Jamie. And you're listening to Double G.
Yes, I